I swear, you hang around WKY long enough on a beautiful day, you never know who will show up. We have Kim Taylor, songwriter from Cincinnati, in the studio with us at WUKY. And you probably heard Kim's music. Her latest EP is called The Greatest Story. She's in town tonight at Natasha's at 8 p.m., going to be performing with All the Lads and a Lady. Kim, why don't you tell us about that? What is that?
Well,
this is your
and
tour.
And of course, I'm the lady, so.
You're the lady.
That's right. It's a songwriter's tour. We're on for about 10 days. It's myself, Micah Dalton, Ryan Horn, David Berkeley, and John Black. Most of those guys are from the South. I'm the most North. I'm actually in the North. Yeah, so I'm the only Northern chick around. But we started in Nashville last week and had a show in Cincy last night. So it's great. They're all amazing singers and songwriters. We collaborate with one another on stage too. So.
Well, you say you're the only one from the North, but actually you're from Florida.
I am. I'm from Florida. I'm not officially a Northerner, but I'm actually from the South.
What part of Florida are you from?
I was born in Miami, and I grew up about 2 hours north of there on the East Coast.
So it's a little bit different being in Cincinnati. You went to school there,
mm-hmm.
and the experience going from Florida to, you know, the Gem City.
Yeah.
Little bit of a culture shock from South Florida.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I can't even remember. I don't even know if I had any friends that had two-story houses. You know, I mean, everything was one story, and just the tropical, you know, lush life of Florida. So, and no seasons, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, they get a pretty fair amount of snow up there in Cincinnati sometimes.
Yeah, we do, definitely.
Yeah. Well, you've been there long enough that I guess you are from Cincinnati now.
I'm based in Cincinnati, definitely,
mm-hmm.
now,
yeah. And you've got some pretty powerful friends over the Rhine,
mm-hmm.
our good friends here at WKY. We love Over the Rhine. And how did you hook up with those guys?
When I moved up to Cincinnati, I don't actually remember how we connected. We all had some mutual friends, and then I was attempting to get back into songwriting, and they took me out on the road before I had ever made my first record for about 6 dates, and it's just sort of been downhill, I guess, from there.
They must have liked how you sounded, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, on this new CD, The Greatest Story, you also have performances from Ben Solee,
who's That's right.
from Lexington.
That's right.
How did you meet Ben?
Ben and I met through my publicist about 3 years ago. I was on tour with Ron Sexsmith, and my publicist said, I've got this great kid who's a great cello player. I think he would be cool. And so I had Ben show up to my Nashville show with Ron, and I took him out on the tour bus. So he toured with me for 2 weeks.
Kim Taylor is in the studio with us at WUKY, listener-supported radio 91.3. And Kim, you've got your guitar with you, and I'd like you to play something for us off this EP, if you would. What are you going to play?
The first song I'm going to do is a song called Days Like This.
Days like this, yeah, you look up at the sky above you, and days like this, yeah, you think about the ones that love you. And all I wanna do is live my life honestly, and I just wanna wake up and see your face next to me. And every regret I have, I will go set it free, and it will be good for me. Days like this, yeah, you think about the ones that went before you, and days like this, have you ever seen the sky? It's such a clear blue. And all I want wanna do is live my life honestly. And I just wanna wake up and see your face next to me. And every regret I have, I will go set free. 'Cause it will be good for me, and it will be good for me. I just want to wake up and see your face next to me. And every regret I have, I will go set free. And it will be good for me. And it will be good for me. Days like this, yeah, you think about the ones that love you. Days like this, have you ever seen the sky? It's such a clear blue.
Kim Taylor on WUKY, where NPR rocks 91.3. You can catch Kim tonight down at Natasha's at 8 p.m., part of the songwriting tour, songwriters tour, I should say, all the lads and a lady. She's the lady. David Berkeley will be there, along with Michael Dalton, John Black, and Ryan Horn, all songwriters from various parts, a couple from Atlanta, one's from Alabama, and I think one's from New Jersey.
Right.
I was checking up on them, and just listening to a little bit of the songs from those people, and they're all good. So really nice. Did your who put this tour together?
You know, it started with Micah. Micah asked me to tour with him a few months ago, and then it I don't know how, but it somehow turned into, you know, this is my first songwriters tour where there's a few of us sort of sharing the stage. It's really nice, you know.
It's got to be a lot of fun. Now, because you're so close touring with these people, do you find new things popping into your head?
Yeah, I mean, so far it's great, because I mean, I'd never heard most of their stuff, so it's great to be on stage, and I mean, everybody's chiming in with each other, and you know, I don't know, there's this camaraderie that's, you know, among songwriters, and I think that's, it's really nice to sort of see how they do it, and it's totally going to affect, you know, I think we're totally going to affect each other. So
I've always found that when I hang out with creative people, it really helps energize my own thought process.
Definitely, so, yeah.
And actually, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your writing process. Where do you start in a song? Do you start with a word, a phrase, a melody, or a theme for a song?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where do you usually start?
It's different. Honestly, it's different every time. I just wrote a song called "Fruit of My Labor," and I'd had a melody. It usually starts, I have a melody in my head, and then I try to, there's a little bit of trying to put a puzzle together. Whenever I'm working on a melody, I'll have certain words that will just naturally flow, and I'll sort of let them sit and stew for a while, and sometimes I let it go and come back to it, and other times it just kind of, you know, comes right out. I always keep everything documented, because I never know. You know, I've had songs, melodies I've had around for a couple of years that do turn into something eventually, so.
Now, you do consider yourself a writer. You write not only songs, but poetry, and I'm assuming fiction as well?
That was my initial goal when I moved to Cincinnati, was to be a short story writer. I wanted to be Eudora Welty, you know, and I still do. And but the songs came a lot easier for me. Short stories are very hard for me to write. Yeah, I do consider myself a writer, or at least attempting to write, and would like to at some point, you know, buckle down and hide away and write something. So.
Well, you have such a beautiful voice, so it's a good thing that you're able to use your voice and also use your writing skills together. You have a very it's like a delicate vulnerability, I guess, is what I want to say, the way you sing your songs. And I like that very much.
I think it
works very well with your lyrics. It helps shape it and everything. Do you have a special place you go when you create? When you like to, maybe you can describe your space, your favorite
space. It used to be the bathroom.
I like to read in the bathroom.
Yeah, right, exactly. Sometimes I would sit on the edge. There's something about the acoustics of a good bathroom. Lately, it has been in front of a huge window. You know, there's something about the sky that's very dreamy for me. It reminds me of being in school and being a daydreamer. So it keeps me in the zone, you know, keeps me sort of floating.
This is a window at home?
A window at home.
Is it overlooking
It's overlooking some woods in my backyard. So we live right against some woods.
So it's not an urban setting.
Very much more in the country.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much writing can you get done in a day, you think, when you sit down? And
depends on how soon. Well, it depends on my 10-year-old son and his schedule, his imaginative schedule. So, and the dogs. The dogs are always a part of that process. You know, it does. It depends. I usually try to get in at least 2 or 3 good solid days of writing a week. That's a big goal for me because I juggle a lot of responsibilities. So,
what kind of stuff do you do to recharge yourself, recharge your creative energy?
Well, I think what you said, I hang out with a lot of artists, I hang out with a lot of writers, I go to the museum, I read, I go to shows. I try to stay connected to why I started doing it, you know, the people that inspire me. So,
when you're listening to music, what excites you? What kind of stuff? Is it new stuff? Do you go back and listen to old stuff?
Good songwriting.
Good songwriting.
Always good songwriting. I've been on a Randy Newman kick lately, so.
Yeah, he's a good one to start with.
A good song. There's nothing like a good song, you know. It's not even a good vocalist anymore for me. It's just the good. That's why I always say I consider myself more a writer because it's the words that draw me more than anything, you know.
Speaking of good songwriting, you can catch some good songwriters down at Natasha's tonight at 8 for All Lads and a Lady. Kim Taylor will be there. She's here now with us in the studio here at WUKY, and she's going to perform another song. Kim, do me a favor and just pull that mic up and back a little bit. So, let me see here. Try it like this.
Okay.
Was detecting a little bit of a ring on the last. We'll try to improve that. That'll help some, I guess. We'll just play. What are you going to play for us?
This is the title of the EP, The Greatest Story.
This is a sad and lonely.
beautiful. Kim Taylor, The Greatest Story, that's the title of her new EP. Kim, I want to ask you, The Greatest Story,
yeah.
How did that song come to you?
Well, you know, I grew up in the Baptist church, and there was always this concept of the greatest story being about Christ, and you know, I accept that to some extent. I also think that there's something pretty powerful about humans being sort of the greatest story. That's what I really felt like. I wanted to write a song sort of about our human experience. So.
Very nice. Yeah. What's your favorite? And this is one of those questions where
you're going to ask me my favorite Bible verse.
No, well, close.
Okay.
I was going to ask you your favorite line from a song. It can be your own song. It could be a song that you love. What do you think?
Oh, wow. You know, it's definitely one of my top favorites. I will just, my good friends over the Rhine, I think one of the most powerful lines they've ever written is, "What a beautiful piece of heartache this has all turned out to be." I've gone back to that line a lot in my own life, so, and that line shaped me a lot, so.
Shaped you? How?
It has. It's shaped, you know, when you're stuck in a bad moment, you can take a lot of comfort. You do take a lot of comfort in music, and I think that's one of those lines that you can take comfort in.
Music definitely has a soothing quality,
mm-hmm.
and whether you're listening to it or whether you're creating it,
right.
you can work through a lot of things that
yeah.
way. Kim Taylor, thank you so much for coming, and I sure hope you'll come back and see us again.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.